We'll be in Psalm 34 this morning. I've only got one verse to read. And so if you're able to physically, and if you're willing, we would like to give you opportunity to stand out of reverence for the reading of the Word of God. I just want to read this one verse in Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. I see you've risen, so we'll read here what the psalm writer here, what David was writing here in verse 8. Said, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." And Lord Jesus, I ask You to be with me this morning. Help me, Lord, for I can't deliver anything except You help me. I ask You, Lord, to pour Your Spirit upon us, Lord, to help us, Lord, in the hearing and understanding of Your Word, and help me speak with clarity, Lord, that we might rejoice in Your goodness, Lord, this morning. I ask You this, Lord Jesus, of Your favor, and I ask You this in Your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Just want to keep it simple this morning and just tell you, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you know, when you try to preach best you can about a holy God, a holy God that cannot abide sin, and you try to uncover so often the things that we must watch out for and the iniquities that we have to see in our own members, and we start covering all the standards that God set, not man set, that God set in the Bible, and we talk about the necessity of fearing God, sometimes if we don't watch out, we'll lose sight of the simple truth that we serve a good God. And the Lord is good. And I want you to be encouraged in that this morning. And in no way does it take away from the holiness of God if we remind ourselves of the goodness of God. Because God's goodness and God's holiness go together. And I guess that's what David is reaching out here to. And he says, taste and see. He says, apparently you don't believe it. There must be something hindering you that you don't understand that the Lord is good. He's good. Now I remember as a child growing up in church, and we went to several different churches, and many times on the pews, I would see all the grown folks up there. You know, that was real old to me. That was 30 or 40 or something. It was real old to me. And I couldn't see what all the fuss was about. And they would testify of how the Lord helped them. And it seemed like, you know, they made this big thing out of being different from the world. And I thought that must be a miserable life. And you know, for some folks it is. It's because that they're doing it out of some form of godliness and denying the power thereof. It's because they're doing it out of some kind of proclamation of religion, and they're not saved. Young lady we were speaking of, she spoke of how, you could tell she was miserable. The whole week you could tell she was miserable. Y'all, you try to follow after God's godliness, and without God, it is miserable. But what David's saying here says, taste and see of the Lord. Get the real thing. Go ahead and find out for yourself how it is to live for God. And you'll find out that the Lord is good. Our Lord is a good God. Our Heavenly Father is a good Father. Who would accuse our Father of being a bad Father? Oh no, He's good. He's good. And my Father had some requirements for me. And my Father wouldn't let me do just any old thing. And He had some things He required of me. He had some work that He required me to do. But still, He was a good Father. Holiness does not take away from the goodness of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, I went into this thing looking a little bit at this thing of taste. I've already shared a button. It says, taste and see. Well, now, taste itself is a sense, you know. We sense with it and we determine. We make determinations. We're to taste and see. The word, I looked it up in the dictionary just to make sure I was right on it, and a few things popped out. First thing it says on taste is to perceive. To perceive. That means you get some understanding of a thing. That means you take it in, and taste don't mean you swallow something whole. It means you find out, is what it means. It means you perceive by finding out. And what David is saying, he says, you don't think it's good? He says, don't go ahead and swallow whole. Go ahead and just try it. Try it. You'll like it. Is what he said. Try it. You'll like it. Taste and see. You know, so I want to encourage you to just look around you and perceive. That is to say, to know by looking and seeing. Look around you at the creation that God made this morning. When you know, as kids, and I've said this before, and I know it. I know I'm preaching some things I've preached before. As kids, we would look at the grass. We would look at ants. We would look at flies. We would look at the clouds. We would look at water. We'd look at everything around us, and we get grown up, and we forget, and we quit doing it. But I tell you, look around you at what God created and see what it don't teach you. See if it don't teach you of the goodness of God. See when you see a doe out there with her two fawns. See how you don't see that God wants a family unit. It wants protection. Wants good things. When you look out around you and you see the clouds and you see them rolling, look at the beauty in the sunset and in the sunrise. Even in the days when it rains, God's pouring His goodness upon earth and curing the land of its dryness. And even rainy days look good if you want them to look good. If you're remembering the goodness of God, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm trying to encourage you that there's things to be encouraged in. Look at what God has done and there's goodness in it. And in the days where it seems like the people of this world are hard on you, look around at God Himself and what God has done. Not what man has done, but what God has done. And taste and see that the Lord is good. Look at what the Lord has ordained. Not what man has ordained. Now man ordains a lot of things in his laws. And some of them are good and some of them are not good. But everything God ordains is good. Look at the family itself. Look how that God has ordained that children would honor their parents and parents would raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And see if it's not a good thing. You think it's an evil thing? Try it. Try it. Husbands, love your wives. Wife, reverence your husbands. Try it a while and see if it's not a good thing. See if you don't find out that marriage is not a drudgery, but rather it's a great and a wonderful thing. I was talking about it with Sister Joy. We were talking about how that, you know, when a husband and wife try to outdo each other and spoil each other rotten, it can sure be a good thing to be married. You know, and that's how, and look, that's how God ordained it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Children, go ahead and honor your parents and quit fighting against them and honor them and obey them. And you'll find out that they love you and they'll take care of you and they'll do everything they can for you. Parents, love your children. Go ahead and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It says, spare not the rod. You say, I don't want to whip them that much. Go ahead. You'll find out you don't have to if you will. If you'll just be consistent, you'll find out that they'll be better and you'll be better. I've looked around many, many times and you'll find that the happiest children there are children that are raised in well-disciplined homes. They're the happiest. Why? Because the Lord's good. Because He knew what He was talking about when He said these things. Look at the family. Taste and see that the Lord's ways are best. They're best. Taste and see that the Lord is good. It means perceive. It means to look and see what's going on. As a matter of fact, look at the Lord's Word. Look at what God said in His Word. Taste it and see that the Lord's good. Do you want a self-help book? How about a God-help book? Why settle for helping yourself when you can have the God that made heavens and earth help you? Go for a God-help book. Look in this thing and read it and taste and see and find out that God's wiser than you. Find out that He's wiser than Max Lucado. I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just telling you, all of these self-help books, they're not going to help you as much as this right here. Taste in here and see. Read for yourself. Go look and read one of the chapters of the book of Proverbs in the morning. And go and see if it don't help you that day. In the book of Psalm 119, when's the last time you read Psalm 119? Do you skip it because it's the longest chapter in the book? Do you always put that one off and say, I'll read it later? Can I tell you, it's one of the richest and best chapters in all the Bible. It's a helpful chapter. It speaks of the Word of God. And it praises God continually for His Word. Psalm 119. And verse 103, it says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Is the Word of God sweet to you? Well, if you'll open up your heart to God and read it then, and not just read it to hurry up and get through three chapters in the day and speed read through the words, but rather go ahead and open up your heart, pray to God and ask Him, help me understand what I read, and go in there and look at it and chew on it and try to find a way to put that in your life. You'll find, taste and see, the Lord is good. And what He'll do is He'll give you advice in this Word. How about that? Can you think of that, Doc? The God of heaven looking down upon a man or a woman and giving them advice. Have you ever looked out the window of an airplane at the little bitty houses below and look and see how little they look? How little must a man or a woman look from the edge of the universe? Oh my. That the God of heaven would look upon something as small and insignificant as man. But He does. Right here. Taste and see. Get in here and read it. And don't just read it to find something for Sunday school. Get in here and read it for you. For you. Do you believe God's good? Who here believes that God's good? Well, taste and see. Perceive. Get in here and read for yourself. Now look, you can taste things and see if they're good or bad, but if you intentionally taste them bad things, what good are you doing? Now if you know something ain't going to taste good, leave it alone. But if you know something is going to taste good, get in after it. I mean, when I go up to a table at a buffet, there's some things I don't like. Y'all might not believe that, but there are some foods I don't like, and I leave them alone. And if there's something I do like, I go right after it. Because, you know, it tastes good. So get in after something you know is good. Get in after the Word of God and taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. I'm just trying to tell you about a good God this morning. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm really not trying to do anything about telling you how sorry you are this morning. I'm not trying to run you down. I'm trying to lift up the Lord this morning. Amen. Just trying to tell you, taste and see that the Lord is good. So we perceive. We look and with our eyes and we look and we perceive that God is good. But taste means more than just perceive. It also means to experience. You know, the Bible talks about how Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. That's not talking about a physical taste with the tongue. That's talking about an experience. And so there's more to tasting that the Lord is good than just looking at the Word and looking at the world around you and looking at what He's done and looking at the things He's ordained. There's experiencing. Now, I'm going to tell you, this Christian walk is an experience. And I've heard this argued back and forth all you want to. And I've heard it all my life about whether or not an experience means anything. And I hear people say, well, the Word of God means more than your experience. Well, your experience ought to be the Word of God. That's right. And I'm telling you, experience for yourself what it means to follow God. Experience. You know what that means? It says, do it. Do it. Quit saying, I believe it if you won't do it. If you won't do it, you don't believe it, and you're a liar if you say you do. But go out and do what God says to do. Go out and follow Him. And if He says, love your neighbor, love your neighbor. You say, I can't stand them. Love them anyhow. You say, it ain't possible. That's right. One of them is going to run the other one out. You're either going to love them or you're going to hate them. And make up your mind. You say, I can't do that by making up my mind. I bet you can. I bet you can. If you believe God, you can. You believe God, He'll help you do things you don't think you can do. And that's right. Taste and see. Go ahead and do what He said do. You say, I can't live that holy. That's right, you can't. Not by yourself, but with God you can. Now that's right. How do you have the strength to obey God in things you don't want to obey Him in? Well, by the Spirit of God. Taste and see. Do it anyhow. You say, I don't think I can. Do it. You say, you don't live with who I live with. No, but you picked them. Amen. Do what God told you to do. Experience the love of God in you. Experience what God will do for you. If you'll pay all of your debts and not run debts up. That's right. If you'll be financially sound. Why? You say God's not about finances. He's about a lot more than that. But He's about responsibility. He is. He's about us being responsible. Experience and see if God won't take care of you. Experience faith. Trust God sometime when you don't see any way out of it. Trust God anyhow. Experience what it's like to believe in Him. And see if the Lord ain't good. He's good, I'm telling you. You know, when somebody comes down and starts praying, experience what it's like to believe that God can save them all by Himself without your help. And see if the Lord ain't good. See if He ain't powerful enough to do that. Taste and see. It means to perceive. It means to look. It means to try to take in to you and find out. But it also means to experience. It means to do. It means put some wheels on that thing that you said that you believe. Do what God told you to do. It says to perceive, and it also says to experience, but also to taste means to enjoy. Enjoy. Now, look, I'm telling you this morning, you ought to be enjoying yourself in church this morning. And you ought to be enjoying coming to the house of God. Now, that don't always mean that you're hollering, screaming, and running the aisles. And I know that. But you ought to enjoy it even when you're quiet. It ought to be something that you enjoy any time. You ought to enjoy the company of other Christians. And you ought to enjoy them even if they don't go to your church. You ought to enjoy them even if they ain't kin to you. God's bigger than me and is bigger than you. He's
bigger than these four walls. He's bigger than the town of Oakdale. And he's bigger than the United States. We ought to be able to enjoy the company of one another. We ought to be able to enjoy the presence of God. By the way, you ought to be able to know the difference of whether God's there or God's not there. Amen. You ought to be able to know the difference in your heart, in yourself, whether or not God's in something or not. You know, I love to hear a preacher get it preaching. But sometimes God's in it, sometimes God ain't. You know, when Elijah was standing there in that cave and looked out, and the earthquake came, God had been in earthquakes before. He just wasn't in that one. And then when there was a great fire, God had been in fires before, but He wasn't in that one. God can be in or not in the same exact thing. How do you know? If you got the Spirit of God in you, you'll know it. And nobody have to tell you, and nobody have to give you instructions. But when God's in it, you ought to enjoy it. See, there needs to be that deep calling to deep. There needs to be that Spirit of God bearing witness with your spirit. And if you don't got no idea what I'm talking about, I'm telling you, you ought to. There ought to be something about you that enjoys the things of God. This is not drudgery for us, y'all. We're not out here barely making it through. We're not trying to scrape and get through. It's like, oh God, please help me. I'm just so I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's times when we're down and we're out, and God knows about those times. But that ain't supposed to be every day, people. We're supposed to enjoy the things of God. It ought to be happiness to us to go and do the things that God set before us. It ought to please us well that we should go around. As a matter of fact, it should please us so much we should have a song on our lips all the time. I don't care if you can't carry a tune with handles on it. You ought to still be able to go out and sing the things of God. You ought to be able to go out and oh, how I love Jesus. Ought to be one of them things that just goes through your mind. Find yourself at work whistling if you can whistle, or just tapping your toes and thinking about how God is good to you. I'm telling you, we ought to be a people that enjoy, taste, and see. When's the last time? Do you know you can make a choice to enjoy something? Now, that's right. You can make a choice yourself. And you know how to do it? If you're not, I'm listening to me, I'm trying to help you here. If you're not enjoying your Christian walk, take a look in that mirror and look at that man of flesh and say, you're out of my way. I'm going to follow after God, and I'm going to enjoy it because He said I could. And you don't have the right to tell me no. And if my back aches, my back aches. You know, and if that's right. And if I don't have money to go all over the place, I just don't have money to go all over the place, but God will come to me. And if it's bigger than my body, and it's not just this thing about my circumstances, but my God can help me no matter where I'm at, and you can enjoy being a Christian. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. And we get carried away with these things we say we have to do. And we get carried away with all the things that we think the world's doing to us. And y'all, this, you know, I'm glad to hear you testify, by the way, of goodness. I hate to hear somebody stand up and testify of how bad the world is. My goodness, we don't testify of the devil. We want to testify of the Lord. We want to testify of how good God is. That's what we testify of. We want to testify of how much He's helped us and about how He's our rock and He's our strength. And we want to say the Lord is good. And it's good to serve the Lord. You want your kids to follow after the Lord? I hope you do. Tell them how good He is. Don't complain and bellyache in front of them. They ain't never going to want to serve Him then. But tell them how good God is. You want your neighbors to come to church? Don't forget to tell them how good it is. Don't forget to tell them how much you love going to church and how much you love the people down at the church house. By this we know we pass from death unto life that we love the brethren. That's what the Bible says. You say, I don't love the brethren. Well, maybe you haven't passed from death unto life. Maybe you got something in front of you that you still ain't done. But if you're saved, if you're a child of God, then you ought to love the children of God and love to go to His house, love to sing to Him, to praise Him, to hear the preaching of God's Word. You say, that preacher's preached a salvation message about 17 times in a row. Well, if you're a child of God, you like that kind of stuff because you like to hear about that salvation. It never gets old. It never will. We'll be all of eternity singing redemption song. What do y'all think that is? That's salvation, people. We never get tired of hearing that if we're children of God. We taste and we see that the Lord is good. By the way, when you taste something and it's good, if you're going down the line there to church supper and you get and you go over to that bowl of banana pudding and you put some on your plate and you taste it and you ain't never tasted no banana pudding like that and it's good stuff, what do?
You're going to tell somebody. And that ain't all. You ain't going to quit at one taste. You're going to dive in and get some more. And so you taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you really do, you'll want more of Him. And you'll go deeper. And you'll want to go further. And you won't be saying, how close to the world can I get and how much like the world can I live? But rather you'll be saying, what can I do now that I can get closer to the Lord? What can I do now? What's in my way? What's stopping me from being more like Him? See, if you taste and see that He's good, you'll want more of Him. And you'll tell other people about Him. Say, hey, come on over here. You ever had any banana pudding like that? You ever had any kind of chocolate pie like that? And you know you do that. If something's really good to you, you'll brag on it. You'll boast of it. You'll tell people all about it. And you'll want more for yourself. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. How many of y'all think the Lord's good this morning? Amen. He's been good to me. I'm going to tell you, He took me and I was rotten. I was so bad off, I don't even want to tell you about it. It's embarrassing to me to think of how I was. And like I say, I don't testify of it much because I don't want to brag on the devil. But I was just lost and without God in this world. All I was just a sinner. And that's what I was. But thank God that Jesus Christ came to seek and save that which was lost. Thank God that He came to save sinners. And I was a sinner. And by the way, I'm not a sinner now. And that throws some people for a loop. But my status has been changed with God. I'm not a servant of sin any longer. I'm not under the bondage of sin. But I've been taken away from Egypt. I've been taken away from Pharaoh. I've been brought over to the promised land. And I thank God that He allowed me the great privilege of being His servant. It's a great privilege. It's good to be a servant in the house of God. By the way, when the Bible speaks about being a servant, it's talking about being a bond servant, and that means a slave. Are you saying that you're in slavery to God? You better believe it, and I love it. I love it. I love the fact that He takes care of me. He provides for my house. He's the one who provides for me. All He asks of me is to do His work, and His burden is light. His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. What do I have to do? I have to go tell people how good He is. Because, see, I've tasted and I've seen that the Lord is good. And so I ask you this morning, has the drudgeries of life got into you? And I understand it. I'm not trying to beat you. I understand how it happens. I understand how the daily grind grinds us. And so I just want to bring to you again, have the cares of this world overtaken you? Have they got down in your heart and caused you to be gray and dreary? I remind you, taste of the Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You say, I've known this already. Well, know it again. Maybe you need to be reminded. Just go ahead and make up your mind that you're going to follow after God wherever it is that He leads you and that you want to enjoy it. Make up your mind that you're not going to endure it. You're going to enjoy it. And that you're going to be glad for what portion the Lord has given to you. You say, I don't even know what my portion is. I don't never go nowhere but my house. Well, He gave you a voice. Let the redeemed say so. Praise His name. Pray in your house. You say, I live alone. Well, that gives you plenty of time then to praise God without anybody interrupting. How about that? There's always something you can do for God. You know, I pray better sometimes when I'm by myself in my house than just about anywhere else. I love going out in the woods by myself to pray. I think I get more done there than I do anywhere. You know, you can do a lot by yourself. If you're by yourself, you can do a lot of praying. You can reach the throne room of God, and you might do more for people on your knees in prayer in your house by yourself than you ever could if you were running the streets. Praise God for whatever He's given you. Just thank Him and say, well, I've tasted the Lord and He's good. And so therefore, whatever He's given me is good. And whatever lot I have in life, it's good. And if I've had to endure some things, it's good. All things work together for good. For those who are to call, that's right. For those who are His children, for those that are to call according to His purpose, all things work together for good. And if it seems like it's hard on me, if I'm His child, it worked together for good. Taste of the Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Well, if that don't encourage you, I ain't got no help for you. And if that don't help you none, I don't know what to tell you. It helps me. I love the Lord this morning. I want to tell you, I love the Lord. I love what He does. I love being with y'all. I love coming in here. And there's times that I come in here and I can't preach for nothing. And I ain't the only one that knows it. Every one of you knows it. It happens. But you know, I love those days too. I do. And when we come in here, if we have a long service or a short service, I still love them. And if we come in here and ain't none of us seem like we're able to sing at all, and the church building's freezing cold or burning hot, or it don't matter, I still love coming here. And I love being with you. And I love the fact that the Lord loves us. It's bigger than I can understand, but I can believe it. You know, you don't have to understand everything to believe it. I don't understand nothing about electricity, but I believe when I turn on that switch, it lights up. And I don't understand everything there is to understand about God, but I believe Him. I believe Him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, amen. I don't see no need for us to close out on a slow song. And so, in just a minute, we're going to close out and get us an upbeat song. Yes, sir, Brother Ronald. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I stood down and looked for him.
Yes, sir.
And just started crying. And then, I said, Lord, somebody threw me. I'm crying. Something was on my mind. And I said, whoa, church, and the thought to come. It won't be again. I went to the altar. And I know my relationship. The Lord,
amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. That's right. When the Lord shows up, you don't ever forget it. You don't ever forget the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. You don't ever forget it. Amen. Amen. Y'all, it's real. God's real. And His presence is real. And if you've never felt the presence of the Spirit of the Lord, I mean real. I don't mean this stuff people talk about. I mean real. If you never felt Him right there, I mean never felt Him right there with you, I want to encourage you, get down and pray and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will do it. There's been times I got out there praying in those woods out there and started off and I knew what I was praying about. And sometime later, don't know how much later, I found myself completely off in a different area of the woods. Have no idea what I prayed. No idea. Don't know how I got there. Y'all, that's never happened to you. I tell you, dig a little deeper. I tell you, dig a little deeper. Taste and see. Does that scare you? It ought not. The Lord's good. The Lord's good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm going to tell you, He's good enough to brag about. He's good enough to live for. He's good enough to tell about. He's good enough to enjoy. Obeying Him is not a problem at all. Oh, no. If my daddy said, if you mind me, I've got a present for you when you get home, I'd have made sure to mind him. And I'm going to tell you, if you obey the Lord, He's got good things and better things than this world can offer. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Brother Craig, you got a song. Let's sing us a song here. And we'll close out with a song.